Yeah, I think there's definitely things as clones.
Oh, listen to this.
The government steals eggs.
Oh, fuck. Listen to me. The other day.
You want to save it for the show?
Where was I? Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Dougie Almeida here in Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's Tuesday, August 1st, El Primer Día de Agosto. I'm here with my old reliable, Mr. Peter Leonard.
Old reliable. See, like a car engine. How is everybody?
And Elgin David.
Yeah, happy first day of August, everybody.
El Primer Día de Agosto.
It's my favorite month.
8-1, 8-1, 8-1. How come?
It's my birthday month.
Oh, because you ate one.
Oh, my God. I was born in August. I'm a Leo.
When is your birthday, man?
It's on Saturday.
Oh, no shit. So what's that, the
August
7th?
5th.
The 5th.
Yep.
8-5.
August 5th. Yeah. And my buddy is getting married on Saturday, having a big party. So it's like I get a DJ, a dance floor, food, drinks, fun, friends. Wow. And it's free, my favorite F word, free 99, my favorite price.
Right.
And it's my birthday, so it's like a party for me.
Damn. That is so great.
No, but I'm kidding. My friend is getting married, and I'm super excited to go to his
wedding. No, but that'll be like a party for you. Yeah. Your chick will be there, and all your other friends will be there.
Exactly.
You know what? I shouldn't even tell you this, man.
What?
Should we tell him?
Uh-oh. Well, here we go.
Well, we were invited also, and there's going to be a birthday cake for you and shit, and... What are you laughing at?
Shut up. No, it's not.
Okay. All right.
Can I mind if I get back to the fucking show?
Did it start yet?
Yeah.
Oh, it did? Wait, we're rolling?
Yeah. Camera's rolling.
Well, what's up, everybody?
Anyway, welcome to the show. And those of you who don't know, we're actually, you know, one of the things, if you donate to our patron page at wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com, money goes to gas money for these guys where we got to, guys.
It's rolling in.
You guys
gotta, it is rolling in.
You guys got to fucking donate.
Yes, money.
But, you know, we wanted to film, like we have a little ritual here before the show. We don't want to get into it, but basically we got a brainstorm.
A circle jerk.
Well, that's what you call it.
Wow. Mm. Wow.
That's what he tells all his buddies. No wonder his friends look at us funny when we show up. Hey, these are the guys I do that podcast with. Mm-hmm. Don't shake my hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we
brainstorm.
Right.
We talk about stuff.
We get things ready for the show.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, like, this guy, Smoochie, whatever, the guy Mooch, the guy was like, he was...
Scaramucci.
He was Trump's
guy
for a little, like, 10 days.
Yeah.
And I held back from telling that joke. Like, I don't know which lasts longer, a Kardashian marriage or, an administration position with the Trump administration. You know what I mean? And I'm like, you know what? That's stupid.
Don't do it.
You know?
Yeah.
But still, it is crazy how fast people are going in and out of their positions in the White House. It's ridiculous how many people are getting fired.
Well, they put
how many
a revolving people are quitting. Door in the front.
It's unreal. What is going on right
Trump's
now?
Trump's like, you know what? Just make them wear roller skates.
Yeah.
That way, if they fire them, they could just roll their ass out.
See, he thinks he's still, and it might be, he might have some mental illness because he thinks he's still in The Apprentice.
Yeah. He might.
You're fired.
If he's still, he dude, he called it's a TV it the show for him.
He called it the boardroom.
Wow. Instead of the Oval Office?
Yes. Yesterday or today in a soundbite, they caught him.
Right.
Oh.
He called it the boardroom. So he might be tripping out, man. Eating too much of that Melania fucking vagina. So I don't know. Something's
he's
going
not
on there.
Eating that. Please.
Oh, come on.
You think he is?
Somebody is.
That would be the funniest image. Like, my neck's starting to hurt, Melania. Can I be done now? Can the Trumpster be done?
Maybe her sitting on the oxygen cut off to his fucking brain from her sitting on his face.
She's been doing a lot of squats.
That would do it for me, man. You could just lower that just like a fucking.
All right.
I would need a. Like one of those guys at the airport with the flags on the bed.
Okay.
Oh, the air traffic controllers going back and forth with the wands.
Lower that on my face. Bring it down. Right.
Beep. Back it up.
You don't think she's hot?
I think she's gorgeous.
Yeah, all right. So.
Of course, I'd say.
She's all right.
All right.
She looks like an alien. She looks like one of those little worms aliens, from Men in Black.
Yeah.
You know those little worm guys? That's what she looks like. Yeah, I don't think she's that cute.
They're going to find out she's a sex robot.
Mm. Oh, wow. Like an android.
I don't know why I speak like this.
Right.
Breakdown.
I like her. Well, I guess.
Listen. Trump's like, hold on a second. I got to.
Dougie was a Betty Ford guy. He kind of liked Betty Ford. He had a thing for his grandmother.
Yeah, shit. I wasn't even alive, you fucking asshole.
Betty Ford? Sure
you see Trump going, I need the oil can. Where's my oil can?
Probably gargling the Viagra.
You could be the fucking scarecrow.
That's right. Snorting Viagra, this fucking guy.
Yeah.
Who was snorting Viagra?
If we were the Wizard of Oz right now, if the three of us were the Wizard of Oz, you'd be the scarecrow.
Okay. How come?
Because you look like a fucking scarecrow.
All right.
Okay.
You know, you're kind of raggedy and like a little loose around the ends. Right? I think I would be the, I'd probably be the Tin Man. All right.
Love it.
I'd be the Tin Man.
Yes.
And Elgin would be Toto.
Toto, yeah. I was going to say.
I was waiting to see what you were going to say.
Or, no, actually. Oh, man. Probably the
Toto's head, the coolest.
The head monkey.
Toto.
The head monkey.
Riding a little basket on the bike.
That badass monkey.
You could be the flying monkey.
Oh, hell yeah. That's even better. Flying monkey for sure.
You'd be the flying monkey.
Well, the mayor of Oz would be cool, you know.
Yeah, who amongst us, like, let's put people in the row. Who would be Dorothy?
The mayor of Oz?
Who would be Dorothy? Would that...
Your wife could be Dorothy.
No, my wife's not Dorothy.
Why not?
Because my wife's never lost. She knows what the fuck she's doing all the time.
She can't pronounce Dorothy.
Well, hold on.
She can't pronounce Dorothy.
Sarah would be the lion.
Yeah.
And Jen Hellman would be Dorothy.
Yeah, okay.
And that's the Wake Up Little Dougie show.
We should do that for Halloween next year. Everybody gets into costume. We take a picture of the Wake Up Little Dougie show. Happy, or for Christmas.
We should do it as a promotion for the show, like our promo pictures and stuff like that.
You know what
we should do a photo shoot of us in the costumes.
Run out to the mailbox, grab all those checks that just came in. We'll cash them and go to the costume shop.
We'll use all the money instead he's of using us for gas.
Yeah, I said it. All those checks coming in.
Eye roll.
Yeah.
It's just loading up my PayPal.
Yeah.
And actually, they won't send me a transfer until we get over $100 or at $100.
Oh, really? That's the way it works?
I don't know. We got like 40 or 50 in there right now.
Can we talk about that doppelganger thing for a second before I forget about it?
All right, real quick, just so I can double check.
The doppelganger thing?
All right. Yeah, go ahead.
If you don't mind, you can put it elsewhere in the show. I don't care, but...
Yeah,
but like we're gonna
everybody's mistaken. Go back and cut it.
Everybody's mistaken. Elgin for that. I don't even know the guy that he had him on that show.
I don't remember his name.
He
was on TV or something.
Johnny Dango.
Yes, something like that.
That's your favorite porn guy.
Yeah. So, but the other day,
because
I said to him that he must have banged this kid's mother, like, you know, unknowingly.
I mean, you never
19 years ago.
So you're saying that the kid Davey Boyd,
from
Five Alive,
yeah.
You think that's his kid?
I think either that or somebody borrowed his fucking cock one night and went and fucked this kid's mother.
Yeah, because that's possible.
So it could happen. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
But the other day...
Hey, John, come over here. I need to borrow your cock.
You know, this is the wildest thing. I'm I was so pissed because I was late. I never buy coffee out anymore. And it's never at Starbucks. I'll go to Dunkin' Donuts. I discovered I've been working at this fucking station for 15 months. There's a Dunkin' Donuts right across the street from my station.
Great. So you're going to Dunkin'
Donuts. I go to Dunkin'. I'm standing there. I get this cup of coffee, and this fucking woman comes right up to me and goes, so you walked right past me. You didn't say hello, and this is how you treat me. I said, what'd you say? I said, who the fuck? I said to her, who the fuck are you? And I'm thinking, have I ever fucked this? How stoned and drunk am I? And I said, I'm sorry, man. What'd you say to me? She goes, you know who I am. And that's the last time I'm bringing my car into me. I said, your car? This is a fucking woman with a BMW. She thought I fixed her fucking BMW.
Yeah.
I said, number one, I'm Jewish. I said, I don't know how to even open the hood of my own car.
I can't even open the glove box.
I can't open the hood of my car. I swear to God, I got to, you know. I said, look at my nails. I don't have any. I've never seen you before. I've never put my dip in your stick. I said to her, I've never, you know, used my dipstick on you.
You're being real diplomatic.
Right. So she said, oh, my God, I'm really, really sorry. I said, you look just like the guy who works on my car. And I said, wow, you're going to tell me he's that good looking and he works on cars?
And then she laughed.
I said, I'm a professional model. She said, really? You
know, a foot model.
It was so funny.
Yeah, a foot model.
Did you get the number?
No, but it was so funny.
Because a crazy bitch like that, you should have at least took her on a date one time.
No, she was like a 65-year-old woman who was like nuts.
So, perfect.
Yeah, that's true.
That's about your
she
age.
Wasn't attractive, though. Yeah, listen.
What are you don't want to date a younger woman?
Yeah. No, I took a 60-year-old out the other night, man.
What the fuck?
Got him.
It's almost like when you open your wallet, you got to blow the dust off.
Yeah.
I don't know. Spreader.
I haven't had a fucking wallet in years, Peter.
Wow. That's what I'm saying.
Anyway, speaking of interesting thing. You saw the dog walking.
Oh, right? My God.
Yes.
On the dog,
that was so great. So awesome.
That artificial leg is working great, man. spent a fortune.
I think I'm going to do like, I'm going to get some guys, some old person's like walker, and I'm going to steal the tennis ball on the bottom. I'm going to put it on her paw.
Oh, that's so funny. I had tennis balls in the car. We'll put a slice in the tennis ball for her.
Because she can't. She still doesn't.
That would be fucking hilarious if I walked in here and your dog had a tennis ball on his fucking
And film it and put that shit on Facebook.
I'd have to make it comfortable.
Yeah, that could work, though. That's a great idea, though.
You got to get her a boot because she drags it and she ends up cutting her foot. Like, I don't let her outside. I only let her do that in the carpet in the house.
Oh, yeah.
You can't. Yeah, I'd still hold her or harness her when I walk her.
Right.
But, you know, but it was nice. Like, one day we're just freaking out because the dog lost. She like had a stroke or something. Her rear left leg just didn't work. It was done.
Yeah.
So been harnessing her around. And then one time we're like, where is she? And she was like, she had walked from the laundry room somehow all the way to our bedroom.
Well, she was finished folding the laundry. She was carrying it to the bedroom.
No,
I've never seen anybody make their dog do the laundry.
It's so stupid. My wife my wife and I are in the bedroom, and no one was home, and, you know, Claire was ready in the bed with us just saying, and all of a sudden we hear this noise, like, I thought Frankenstein.
Right.
You know, like this, I'm like, what the fuck, something's coming in the room, and it's a dog. I'm like, she's walking.
Yeah. Oh my.
No, it was really cool to see her walk.
And was there like a black preacher in the other room, like going, hey, here. Screaming, like,
you know. Oh, my God.
Would that be a riot if they brought a fucking, they actually brought the guy from the Pentecostal church down the road to heal the dog? Yeah.
Anyway, so she's.
Now she'll get her eyesight back next week.
Yeah, well, maybe he's just.
That's terrific.
Yeah. No. Oh, that was the thing. I came home the other day, and from her eyes being like that, they get all gummed up.
Oh.
You know, from fuck. So I go to, hey, I go see her, and her right eye is stuck, like. She can't open her right eye, and she could try, and she looked like Popeye. I'm like, oh, what the fuck is it now with this dog? You know, and,
cotton ball, warm cotton ball.
No, I just, of course, warm. I took some and cleaned her eye out.
Good.
We usually do it, but maybe somebody was slacking. Anyway, enough of the dog talk.
Well, the other dog is so kind and brilliant that he licks her eyes. Do you know that?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Ugh.
He licks her eyes so that he cleans them for her.
Good, and then he comes and licks
and
us.
Then he kisses you, like kiss stupid you. Asshole.
Yeah, what the fuck?
But only after he licks his balls and his asshole.
And they say the dog's mouth is the cleanest part. I think that's full of shit.
Yeah.
Do you believe that? I don't.
No. I would never fuck a dog in his mouth.
All right. Ryan Vander Heeden says, your dog has a prosthetic leg. I guess it's not a blue heeler. I don't even know what that is. That
a blue heeler?
Yeah, what's that?
I don't know.
No,
is that some kind of a mountain dog or something? What do you have?
But I think you have a Shark Tank type idea here. The tennis ball thing for dogs.
Yeah.
And you can just make them in like three different sizes.
I got a better idea. You do it. You
just
do
a tennis, a half a tennis ball with a little elastic band around it.
Better idea. Now you go with those, like the sneakers with the little wheel in the back.
Heelys.
Now you get the, you put the little, now you do a round fucking little tennis.
The wheel on her foot.
The wheel on, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're done. There you go. A little ball bearing or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fucking fidget spinner. And
then if they're nervous, they can also play with it.
Perry Sachs says, is a dog's mouth is cleaner than his anus? I know from experience. Perry Sack.
Yeah, we just
still to this day. Yeah. Never I've seen. Well, it's been a long time. He's got a girl now.
Right.
But never I saw a guy. Never get. Never I've met somebody who gets laid so easy in my life. In his life.
Then who?
And Perry Sack.
Perry's a fucking ladies man. Of course,
yeah,
he's
got a girl now.
He's
get
the
in
man,
trouble,
dude. He pulls out his harmonica in more ways than one.
Right.
And he knows how to play it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So hell yeah! Shout out to Perry Sack.
Well, listen. There's a lot of alcohol involved. And a lot of ugly women involved.
And that's Perry drinking.
Like the last, I mean, at least this girl in the Evie, she's beautiful. You know, I don't know how she thinks he owns a big company or something. Or,
yeah, Perry's lying to her. He says he owns part of Costa Rica.
Wait till she learns English and finds out how fucking poor he really is.
But by the way, speaking of Perry Sack, him and I will be at the Bonkers in Sanford. Otters.
Saw that.
Out in Sanford, Florida, this Friday and Saturday night. We're also bringing Adeem Awad with us.
Nice.
Oh, see that?
That's very fun.
And, well, thank God he's got a bodyguard. They don't let black people around there. Sanford.
What are you talking about?
I'm kidding.
No, he just keeps to go. You know, giving him a long leash and I'm letting him hang himself.
Oh, please.
Now listen.
I'll be here.
With this guy leaving this job after 11 days
as
the press secretary.
Yeah. Wow, we went on tangent.
What's the least amount of time you ever spent working at a job? Like,
does he get Cobra after 10 days?
I would think. I don't even know if he's not even in a 30-day trial.
Unemployment? No.
The least time I ever spent at a job?
Yeah.
My first job ever, I was only there for 45 minutes.
45 minutes.
Yeah, it was at a karate school, and I had to dress up like a Power Ranger and stand outside the Toys R Us.
Right.
And my job was to tell people that if they signed up, they would have a chance to win like a free karate class.
Right.
But everybody wins.
Of course.
Right. You just get the name and put them down and say, come and get a free class.
So everybody would come in. So I'm out there, standing out there in front of the Toys R Us. I'm out there for like 45 minutes. It's hot. The fucking outfit stinks.
Right.
It was like a red. It was the red.
Maybe the red one. Yeah.
Yeah. And a little kid comes riding by on a bicycle. And, you know, I'm like 15. So I'm thinking it's probably a kid my own age. So I'm thinking if anyone found out I had this job, it would be fucking... Embarrassing.
Yeah.
So this kid rides by on the bicycle. I have the helmet on. I'm hot. He's like, hey, Power Ranger. So I'm like, hoo-ha, ha. I start doing all the moves. Yeah. And he's like, fucking. And I just, I just dropped. And I couldn't believe. And, you know,
hey,
back then,
the
people would say that shit all the time back then. Obviously, now you can't really say
right,
it.
Right.
It's not right. But even then, I felt like such a piece of shit. I walked into the karate school.
Right.
I took the helmet off and I said, I quit and this fucking suit stinks. and then
so you didn't go to the karate school. They hired you to do that.
Yeah. My buddy who I went to school with at the time, he already worked there.
Right.
So he's like, hey, man, you want to come have a job at the karate school? Come by. And I was there. 45 minutes.
Have you ever been a mascot or one of these people drawing attention?
No.
Okay.
No. I've done a bunch of shit like that, characters and all this other stuff.
Yeah, you mentioned that. You know, I ran a karate school back in 1994.
Yeah.
For a year, I was out in Plantation for a Korean family, and you know, every once in a while there's a party or something. So we hired the Power Rangers to come, and like a couple minutes into their little bit, all the kids are kind of giggling and shit. You know, it's like they're laughing and they're like. And the guys and the Power Rangers were getting like dejected. There, you could tell they were like the kids were kind of looking at him and laughing and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like oh, what this? These guys are horrible,
right?
And you know they're doing the.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on Facebook, they're just basically doing these
poses,
and then it's like they're like oh, they're all dejected, and I'm just watching this, and I'm like about five, not even two or three minutes into this, and then like, they went into this little routine. I'm like, all right, thanks, guys. You know, and then it was like, and then like two of the junior instructors, this one guy, I'm trying to remember, little kid was amazing, jumps up and does a fucking kick. That, now, these kids are, they see this guy doing those moves and they're watching these clowns do.
Right. The real thing, right.
They're doing like YMCA.
Yeah, exactly.
It looks like the Power Rangers doing the village.
That's funny, man.
Yeah, but it sucked because like. I didn't want nobody to know that I liked Power Rangers because I really did.
You did like the Power Rangers?
Did you see the new Power Rangers?
Did you see the new Power Ranger
movie?
Yeah,
man. The movie was awesome. I've watched the show forever. I love the Power Rangers.
Elmo. Listen, you know what? The funniest thing
Elmo?
The funniest thing I ever saw.
It's me, Elmo.
I worked for a radio station in Palm Beach 95.5 years ago, man. And speaking of these characters, remember those big, what's his name, the purple, Barney, right?
Yeah,
okay. Barney. I'm doing a remote at this car dealership on like Lake Lantana Road or some shit, and it's fucking, like you said, outside, summertime, 1,000 degrees, and we hired this kid to dress up in this Barney costume. Now, number one, Elgin, if you think your costume smelled, imagine if someone took a shit, puked, and pissed in this Barney costume, because that's what this kid had to wear. This thing was never washed. It was filthy, disgusting.
Yeah, I bet.
The guy puts this thing on. Now, Dougie, check this out. We're out there, and there's like 50 kids out there. There's a barbecue going. It's a big weekend. It's a big thing. Here comes Barney. Now, this kid's standing there maybe 15 fucking minutes, pouring sweat. And inside the costume, right across his face, this enormous palmetto bug walked across his face.
No way.
And the kid freaked out. He whips the head off, and he starts running down Lake Worth Road. Now, there's kids screaming because here's Barney with no head running down the road. Okay? And the fucking, first of all, the car dealer, like, freaked out and, you know, did not pay his bill. You know, nobody, you know, we had to comp the guy this fucking remote. We fired the kid. You know, it was funny, though, man. Can you imagine that?
No, of course. That's so terrible. When I was in Germany, we were at this theme park, mm-hmm. and we went into where they do the shows with all their characters. And my buddy came out with just a head on with a human right. body, and all the kids freaked out.
Right, that's exactly.
And we got in trouble by the management. They're like, you can't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can't just go out even with a glove, a hand.
Like, you know, in Disney, that they're not allowed to talk. Yeah. Those guys, they can't say.
They're never supposed to give
word.
Away their.
You can't utter a breath.
Don't they? They walk through the tunnels and they go into the dressing room, and a lot of people don't even know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, you never know.
Do you know what that? I met this chick when my daughter was living in Orlando.
I only got a few minutes left in the segment.
Okay, and
so.
she was Snow White. She couldn't tell anyone right. she was Snow White.
Wow.
She was until she quit. She had signed confidentiality. Like,
everybody kept wondering why she was kissing frogs.
Yeah.
Oh, that was another
she
one.
She smelled like, you know, whatever.
Yeah. And who did Snow White? Snow White was, they put a curse on her and she slept, right? The bad witch put a curse on her from the dwarfs and she was sleeping. That's Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah, Snow White, she ate the apple.
Oh, that's right. The witch gave her that bad apple.
Yeah.
I'm Jewish. We don't know what that is.
An apple?
No, Snow White.
All right, so we talked about your doppelganger moment.
It was so wild.
It's funny.
Yeah.
What's the least? He worked 45 minutes at a job.
45, mm-hmm. yeah. What's the least you ever worked?
I don't know, man. I don't think I've worked, you know, I never gave anything up like that quick or anything. I think maybe like a... I got fired from a job after like 3 days,
right?
You know, at a hotel in Lido Beach, Florida, you know, Long Beach, Long Island, because I was supposed to be working in this cafe, and instead I was banging this chick in the room with the smoking
really?
Dope and everything, and they caught me 3 days later.
How old were you?
I was 17. It's a summer job,
right?
3 days.
3 days on the job.
How about you?
It was either a job I had as a lifeguard for the same reason. Plus job. Like one of these little communities out, you know, housing community. I had a pool, so I had to just run it and be there. And
right.
It's a great job. At the time, I think it was like $6 an hour, which is like early 1981, 83, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know.
That's a lot of money back then.
It was great.
It's only
and all you got to do, you wear shorts, you walk around, make sure everything's cool.
Uh-huh.
But my girlfriend at the time lived nearby.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, who doesn't want to have sex in a bathroom stall? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you get in there and, you know.
Yeah.
And I still remember this day, like, I thought everything was cool because there was nobody there. But she had left, and, like, maybe just 5 minutes later, I went back into the building, and there was the main guy was just there, and he gave me that look.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So but I got to tell you, the shortest job was a week, and it was Godfather's Pizza.
Oh, Jesus.
Godfather's wow. Pizza insisted that I had to measure every ingredient on that pizza.
Oh, you mean you made the pizzas?
Right.
Wow.
And it was like, it was bullshit because they had the machines.
Mm-hmm.
You take the dough, you take it out a little bit, you put it into one machine, it rolls it, and it rolls it, and rolls it, and then you put it on a tray and put the saw, you know, then you got to measure.
The ladle?
There was a
ladle?
Yeah. No, I used a fucking spoon.
No, but no, what but mean, I'm saying
when I put sauce.
They, but they measure.
You don't have to measure sauce.
Really?
Yeah, they gave us that much right. You know, you go on there and spoon it around. But then when it came to pepperoni,
right?
Sausage.
How about the cheese, man? That's
cheese. Expensive.
They wanted every pizza to be exact, so you had to do like 16 slices on every.
So
pizza.
the guy would come out of the back and talk. About, he was Jewish guy. Mm-hmm. He'd come out of the back, and it was quicker for me to do it by hand than put it through the fucking machine.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, I put it through the machine, and then I would skip a step, and I would lay it out. And he's like, Doug, what are you doing? I'm like, man, I'm making a pizza. You know, and then it come by. You're not measuring. I'm like, my hand's a cup. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
You fucking idiot. What am I going to put a third of a fucking ounce of more mushroom?
Right.
Yeah, I'm doing it. I do it by when you make a pizza, you don't need to measure it. You do it by look.
And love.
You look at it. You can look at the thing and say, I got enough of this. I don't have enough of that.
Yeah, but he's like itemizing every little thing. Like, yeah. He's going, I bought 50 mushroom slices in a bag, and every pizza takes 10 slices, so that makes 5 pizzas per bag. And then he does it. You know what I mean? And
was that movie Casino with the blueberry muffins?
Yeah, I'm throwing pepperonis.
I'm like the guy spitting the salt on the beat.
How about the blueberry muffins in Casino?
Yeah, every muffin has to be equal,
right?
The same
amount.
So
I want the same amount of blueberries in every muffin.
So he's making these, you know, he's like getting me every once in a while. Dog, what are you doing? I'm like, all right, measure. And the funny, I would take the handful, whatever I would, put it in there, be like, oh, look, it's correct. And you know, so a couple times now, what happened was some of the brothers who were working there, they're like, man, let me show me how to do this. So I'm like, yeah, man, I'll show you to make a pizza. So what are you doing? I'm like, I'm helping the guy. I show him how to make. Show him how to put it in the machine. I'm like, ah. The fuck? The guy asked me how to, on my dough, you know.
Right.
So.
You should open up a pizza school, dude.
He calls me into the back.
No, really?
A pizza school.
Why
yeah,
not?
Great idea, Peter.
Sure, there's a lot of donut.
I have
that
to
that was a
the,
perfect place for
I gotta
crickets.
Put the fucking crickets in that one, dude.
Fuck you. The cheesy joke.
You made it. But. So I can
put
still
the
remember.
Fucking price
I can still
right
remember.
Sound.
I didn't even get through the week because I remember. I think I started on a Sunday or something, and it was like by Thursday or Friday. Mm. He gets me, brings me in the office. Says, Doug, he goes, listen, I don't think this is going to work out.
Yeah,
and I go, yeah, me either. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and that was it.
Did you get paid?
Yeah, you know. You remember when you get those first jobs? You didn't get paid for like a week and a half or 2 weeks until you got to go to work for like a week and a half, 2 weeks. Right. You still didn't get paid. You're like, this sucks.
Yep. They hold your first 2 weeks of paychecks. I got a job at Baskin Robbins one summer. Man, that was unbelievable. Yeah. That was a great job, though.
Yeah,
not a bad job to have is when you're in high school to work at an ice cream shop because all the chicks come to get ice cream, and then you can give them a little extra.
Yeah, I'll give you another scoop, baby.
Yeah,
hey, some wet nuts. Hey, you want some wet nuts? That's what I used to ask them. That's my favorite thing to ask. Want some wet nuts at that?
This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here with Peter Leonard.
Okay.
Elgin David.
What up?
And we got wet nuts. Be right back.
Hey, this is Pete Lee, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, because it's late, and I just woke up.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah. Welcome back. It's time for Straight for the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it. Yeah, some things are important, some things are just completely ridiculous. Like our first story, lawyer says juror might have stolen opiate evidence at the trial.
What?
You imagine?
That's fucking
hilarious. I'd like to present to the jury evidence of the pills.
What,
there's
where are they?
12.
I thought I had
three pills? What happened?
Yeah, where's the bag?
Who took 5 of the pills?
The fucking jurors over there fucking spazzing out.
The guy chilling. The guy sitting over there like, Lisa.
Oh, what was it?
Yeah, the guy is eating a bag of Cheetos.
Columbus, Ohio. Ohio defense attorney says at least one juror may have stolen oxycodone pills.
Oh, man.
During a drug trial. The Columbus Dispatch reports attorney John David Moore Jr., who wants less names, says jurors found his client guilty and then rushed out of the courthouse before anyone noticed the 71 opiate pills were missing.
71?
Wow.
Wow.
He says his client should get a new trial or have the charges dismissed. Yeah. Where's juror 9? I mean, think about that as a crime. You're in the you're a juror member. They know who you are. You're in a building with cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
Here's a guy that's so addicted to opiates that he's going to, he just sees them. Like, this is one of my new jokes now, because like when I was taking the Percocets when I had this Fukushima in my mouth and this root canal.
Mm.
And, you know, you just mentioned that you have Percocet and people follow you.
Right.
Like you get, all of a sudden your phone starts to ring. You right. just mention the word Percocet. Hello, who's this? How'd you know? Fuck.
Right. It's true, boy.
O'Brien says that it's premature to blame jurors for the missing pills and that their disappearance doesn't affect the facts of the case. Well, right. There's missing yeah. evidence, but the evidence had been tagged.
Yeah.
It must have been tagged before it was entered into evidence.
Mm. They replaced them with, you know, Skittles.
Chiclets.
Chicle. Get a chicle?
Yeah. That's funny. Those Percocets taste like, you know, mint. that...
yeah. It's supposed to have chocolate?
Right.
You know, I thought we talked about this already because I saw this story the other day and I heard it somewhere else. And I'm a little pissed I didn't have it out yet. But Google... or actually Facebook, had to shut down two of its artificial intelligence bots.
This is crazy.
Because the bots had learned their own language and started communicating in a language of their own, which they deciphered and figured to be more simpler, like written, like almost like you go to an open mic and you see a comic using all these words. You're like, listen, yeah. cut it down.
Right.
Right. But this is what that's what the computer did. The computer said, look, stop saying if, then, and that, and... you know, let's just stick with this. And if you hear it, it's just gibberish.
Yeah.
It's like I, me, come to, five. That's all it sounds right. like.
Wow.
They're also fucking, by the way.
yeah. <Nope.
laughs> yeah. And that's why they're really pissed off. They took their pictures down and everything else. Interrelationship was the latest status on...
an artificial intelligence system being developed at Facebook has created its own language. It developed a system of code words to make communication more efficient.
Yeah.
Researchers shut down the system, pulled the plug on the motherfucker. The observations made at Facebook are the latest in a long line of similar cases. You know,
yeah.
Elon Musk basically said to Zuckerberg, look, calm down with the fucking artificial intelligence,
right.
dipshit.
Yep. It's going to catch up to you and take over the country.
You know? You know, when he first married, when Zuckerberg married his wife, the yeah. Chinese lady,
yeah,
very pretty.
Yeah.
You know, they had a picture of them in the backyard, very like average
mm-hmm.
picture. They were just standing there, no affection.
Yep.
And I got a lot of retweets at Dougie Dangerous when I said, this will be the first couple in history that give birth to a robot.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Well, and the first thing the robot will say is, pretty lady.
pretty lady.
Pretty lady.
Stop it. You're being
mommy.
Stupid.
Instead of mommy, pretty lady.
He's not funny. Shoot him.
So yeah, man. So they pulled the plug on it.
That's some serious stuff. That's like Terminator, man. Like how Skynet takes over,
right?
And
no, it's actually HAL. It's more like it goes way back. Too. It goes
yeah,
back
of
to
course.
2000 and whatever. You know,
Space Odyssey.
Space Odyssey. With yeah, that
it takes
HAL
over 2000
shit,
Space Odyssey.
2001.
Well, HAL when he
HAL was you know, like the Siri computer. Of that, right? He's
right.
like basically the Siri.
HAL 9000.
Right. Right. HAL the fucking computer took over the whole fucking thing and said, you know, guess what? You know,
we don't need you. Is that what he did?
Now, that movie was so, you know, it's hard to understand that flick, unless you're, you know, tripping on LSD like I was.
That's what the robot said.
When I saw it.
The robot came in, it's
you
like,
know what the
I'm
robot
HAL.
Said?
No. Very HAL. Sophisticated language there from
no,
the robot.
He was speaking. What a superior form of intelligence.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Skynet is on the boom. That's right, Adam Hayes.
See? Yeah, man. Terminator. Watch. One of these days, John Connor's going to fucking send back Arnold.
Not only that, one of these days, you're going to wake up and you're going to be encased in this gelatin material with tubes coming out of your ass.
Yeah, the fucking
and
Matrix.
And only one kidney.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And maybe. Peter Lenner has to relive that.
That's right. Listen, I'm paying $20,000. Big deal. I wish I had another kidney.
Speaking of age.
AIDS.
Say what now?
What'd he say?
Age.
Speaking of age.
Oh.
Maybe if your mouth would stop fucking moving for a minute, you can hear. Too,
look what's happening to your dog.
Say what now?
Another seizure going on over there. I think he's dead.
Like, he was like dreaming.
No, I just watched him die right live on live radio.
you know when a dog dreams and it's kicking and shit?
Yeah.
You know, that's what I think he was doing.
He's got RLS.
He gets like, you tell he's like being chased.
He's got RLS.
All right. Okay, dog.
Restless leg. No, restless
leg
syndrome.
Okay, Caesar Milan.
He's got that. Yeah. He's got that
fucking dog whisperer.
Dog
whisperer. I didn't know you were a
restless leg syndrome.
Can you talk to dogs?
I talk to anybody.
Yeah.
Listen,
Dr. Doolittle.
Anyone who'll listen.
All right. Can I read the headline without
I'm nowhere near the mic. Look.
Say what now?
Go ahead.
72-year-old man shoots his 28-year-old wife.
What?
After she complains he no longer satisfies her financially or sexually.
Wow.
The double banger.
Wow.
Not only you suck in bed,
but you're broke. But
I spend all your money already.
But like, right, they rejected my Bloomingdale's card today, you piece of shit, you.
Yeah. Now, I don't know. I don't.
My boyfriend's pissed as fuck. I'm going to buy him a watch.
I mean, if you're 72 years old,
yeah,
and you're with a 25-year-old,
yes,
you got to imagine. Yeah, you know, would you? I mean,
I'd never run out of money. You can't.
It's You know what I mean?
You can't ever, because you know you can't fuck her.
But for the 71-year-old, you know, he shot her because he's like, fuck it, I'm 71.
72-year-old Clarence White.
72.
Clarence White took a .22 caliber handgun and shot his 28-year-old wife in the face.
What an asshole.
What's her name? Quisha?
On Thursday morning. According to sources, the shooting was the result of a disagreement between Clarence and his wife over the inability to satisfy her financial needs. He ain't got a good enough credit, Scott. Or sexual desires. Now, you know, that's just going, you know, none, like you said, it's just so mean.
Yeah, it is mean.
It is mean. Girlfriend, you said?
Listen, yeah,
he still
did
got
I say
a tongue.
Girlfriend or wife?
I don't know.
His wife.
How long were they married?
2 weeks.
That's crazy.
3 days.
According to the report, the young woman was shot in the right cheek. She was in critical but stable condition at the Jacoby Medical Center.
Mm.
Fragments from the bullet were still lodged in her face.
Wow!
I shot my wife. He's a good. The guy. The picture of him. The guy looks great for 71.
What's his name?
Clarence, you want me to repeat
Clarence
the guy's
White.
Name again?
Clarence White.
Right.
Okay.
I shot my wife. Still not holding the smoking gun, told cops, according to the court
documents. What kind of accent is that? Is he German?
He's got an Under Armour shirt and a Batman shirt on in the article.
Damn, he's 72?
He looks great.
Gee whiz.
So you no wonder. He's one of these cenogenics dudes.
Oh, yeah?
Right?
What's that?
The cenogenics thing. Why does this guy with a face like a 72-year-old have
like
a body
Charles
of...
Charles Atlas shit,
yeah.
Right?
Oh.
Basically, it's like, it's almost $3,000 a month.
And what do you? What is it, like
hormonal and stuff like that?
Oh, really?
Well, then you should be able to fuck her, man. Let me see his face. Who is this guy? Oh yeah, no.
Yeah, he's a good 71. The guy's like 40. He's like we're talking about Perry Sack.
Dude, he looks super young, man.
Come on.
He looks fit.
He smells old, you know.
Wow.
White told police him and his wife were arguing in the hours leading up to the shooting. Money was tight after he lost his job. During the argument, his wife ordered him to move out.
Uh-oh.
As he packed his bags, he found the pistol in a nightstand and put it in his pocket. He admitted that. He admitted then as he walked, talked to her one last time in the hopes of reconciling, you know, that last ditch effort.
Yeah.
His wife dropped a bombshell. He didn't do anything for her in the sack or in the pocketbook. You do nothing for me in the bed.
Mm.
Clarence White took out the gun and fired. He claimed he didn't mean to shoot his wife. He only wanted to scare her.
He didn't mean to miss.
Yeah. He didn't mean just to wound her.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to wound her.
Yeah.
I was aiming for her leg. He shot her in the cheek.
Right.
I'm not a good shot.
So what happened to the girl? Did she die?
She's all right.
No, she has fragments of a bullet in her face.
Wow.
All right. Pay attention.
I heard all that. But it, all it said
then
was,
why'd you ask?
It's because it said man shoots girlfriend. It didn't say if she lived or died. Or wife. Sorry.
By the way, he's held.
It leaves it very open ended for you to be like, I need to read this article to find out if she lived.
Well, that's right. We're not here to educate.
She's alive, man.
She's all right.
Good.
She's 20 years. She's got her life ahead of her.
Awesome.
With a hole in her face.
She's gonna get a younger guy.
Like a dimple.
You know, she's gonna get. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
She's gonna get a guy. Never mind. Fuck it. Too late for me to tell my joke. Never mind.
Because
you talked all over me. Go ahead. Never mind. Go ahead. So I'm sure it was important. Next story. Officials, flight in Vegas delayed by a naked passenger. Now, you guys saw the video last week of that guy with his family. He had an infant.
Yep.
And he insisted he bought the ticket so the infant. But you can't put an infant in a seat by itself. You can't put an infant in a car seat on a plane.
Why not?
You can't. The infant's got to be in the, if it's an infant, eight, nine months, whatever it was, old, 10 months old.
It was 2 years old.
It wasn't a 2 year old kid. It was an infant.
So they wanted to keep the kid in its own seat. Somebody wanted to buy that seat. So were they willing to give them a refund on the seat they bought for the kid? Because
yeah.
I would have held the kid. Fuck it. Who cares?
Well, he was saying no. That's the thing. The guy pleaded. He's like, you have no right. I bought that seat.
Right.
I want this. And they're like, look, and if I'm sitting on that plane with that guy and I want to get home and this asshole, just, dude, somebody hold the fucking kid. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
Like, are you going to be that like, oh, I know my rights.
No.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Enough. Las Vegas officials say Spirit Airlines flight. See, this is why I don't fly Spirit. I don't care how cheap
Spirit
it is.
Spirit is, oh my God. No, Spirit.
It's a Greyhound.
You ever seen like a lasagna pan?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like the seats are made out of. it's that thin. Am I wrong?
You know why they call it Spirit? Because you have a half a chance of becoming one. After you fucking fly. You know? I swear to God, man.
Every time I try to chart out a flight, like I got to do stuff.
Right.
Like I'm going to be going to Oklahoma in the middle of December and Tulsa for some Looney Bin run.
Wow.
And I'm like, I'm looking, I skipped because the Spirit's always first. They're like, you know, for $100, you can fly. I'm like, and I'll skip down to the real planes. Mm-hmm. The incident occurred on Saturday on a plane bound for Oakland, California. McCarran International Airport says police and medical responders took the passenger for observation. Police Lieutenant Carlos Hank said the passenger received treatment after a medical episode.
Medical?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Hmm. Says the flight was delayed after a passenger removed all their clothes while boarding and approached the flight attendant.
What?
And it doesn't even say if it's he or say there. They were like, it's like Pat.
More than one?
Yeah, right?
Exactly. What does that mean?
Flight delayed after a passenger removed all their clothes.
Oh, all of their clothes. Okay, that makes sense. A passenger.
Right.
Removed all of their clothes.
Hmm.
They didn't say his or her, huh? Although her breasts were showing. Their breasts were showing. Exposing their breasts. Exposing their penis. You know, come on. Is it a boy or a girl? What's the story here?
Says here the flight was delayed by
gawkers.
30 minutes.
People taking pictures.
And arrived 20 minutes on set schedule, which means the pilot hauled ass a little bit.
Right. People taking selfies with the naked person. Can you imagine this? We're delaying it because the captain's taking selfies with the fucking...
Don't delay my flight, man.
Right. Why do people do stuff like that, Doug? Is it the fear of flying or is it the alcohol they consume before they get
drinking,
on a flight?
I don't know why anybody would take all their clothes off. They must be high on something.
Yeah.
But as for like holding up the flight?
Yes.
You know what I mean? And what do you do? Like you don't want to, because that's where fights, they show all the violence on planes. And I will say this, the cost of flights have gone up in the last month or two. Yeah, you know, it's not, I used to be able to get, I was lucky. I ended up, you don't believe this, I got an American Airlines flight from Fort Lauderdale to Denver for $58.
Come on.
Wow.
My wife's flying round trip from Denver
with
me, and she's going back on Sunday after we get there Thursday.
Yeah.
$200 round trip.
Wow. That's amazing.
Then, that is amazing. Then
she has to serve contest.
And then I go, she's got to be part of the crew. She has to bang the pilot. Honey, if you're paying attention, it's part of the conditions of the buddy pass.
Right.
No, it's not a buddy pass. And then I'm going to be in Tulsa, Oklahoma, for 2 weeks. So I said, she's flying home, and I'm flying from Denver,
right,
to Oklahoma City,
right. Oh, that's the week I'm staying here to watch the dogs. I think she's
I may ask you to do it.
Yeah,
you're not. She
already told me.
Yeah,
because she said her kid might be going away or something, right?
Yeah. So we may need you to come in.
I'd be happy to help
wipe the dog's ass.
I'd be very. I will carry her out to get you know.
Yeah. Well. See, there you go.
That's awesome.
Just throw the wheel on there.
Get the tennis ball.
Speaking of the
caster. You know, she'll be like
At least you get like an all-terrain one.
Remember the summer?
Yeah.
You know, like a different, for different environments, like a tire.
Yeah.
Get a little shock on there, like a spring absorber.
This is the one for the house.
About like Eddie Murphy in Trading Places when he's on that little skateboard thing at the beginning.
Yeah, the little, what is that called? The fucking scooter.
Little dolly.
Scooter.
The little dolly. Yeah. Dude, there was a guy in New York when I was growing up. They had a half a man. A guy was a half a person.
Yeah, I've seen this before.
He was in the subway.
Yeah.
And this fucking guy was on like a
Skateboard, probably.
Right. It was like he must have had a skate shoved up his asshole. And he would go, people would move out of the way, and he would zip down from one pole to the other, whip around it fast, and then whip to the other one and go in between. He was unbelievable. That guy made like $60,000 a year cash.
Yeah?
Honest to God, man.
Well, he didn't have a mortgage to worry about.
No, he just had to get new wheels once in a while.
Hey, speaking of being in a weird town or something weird happening in your town, could you imagine waking up one day and your entire city's police department was no longer there?
That'd be great, man.
Yeah? Mayhem?
No, wouldn't that be fucking crazy?
No, I'm kidding, I know.
Alaskan town's entire police department quits.
Wow.
It's very cold.
Yeah, I can't
take it. We got too cold.
Yeah,
sorry.
It's too fucking cold.
Fuck this.
An Alaskan city was left without a police force after its entire four-person department quit.
Wow.
Within days, the members of the police department of Sand Point, located at Popoff Island east of Alaska's peninsula,
right,
resigned one by one.
And the 15 people lived in the town all moved. They said, fuck this.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't tolerate
this
shit.
Yeah, fuck that.
Imagine
if you want to freeze up here,
there's only four cops.
Yeah. Police yourselves.
Four cops in the whole town.
You know what's interesting about Alaska?
Hmm.
Remember the story about AshleyMadison.com?
Sure.
Yes.
That company that basically promoted infidelity.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of hard-on dudes went on there and got basically catfished.
Basically,
the most of them keep paying their dues.
It's fucked up.
And stick it around. Oh, you know, a lot of guys came out and said they were like, oh, we're going to meet, we're going to get together, and then they never did.
Right.
And you know, and everyone's, but in all but six zip codes in the United States,
mm-hmm,
somebody had an account with Ashley Madison.
Right.
And four of those zip codes were in Alaska.
Wow.
It's kind of, you know, I mean, you imagine if you're all the way in Alaska, it's hard to say, how can I really waste my time getting on an indiscreet, or I should
right
say, sorry, a discreet, you know, dating service.
Right. Yeah.
There's only seven igloos in this town.
Yeah.
And I want to bang the guy, I want to bang this guy's wife.
Where are you going, Montauk?
Yeah, right.
I want to go get some milk.
We're out of blubber.
Yeah.
I'm going to 7-Eleven for blubber.
Yes, I need to go get some.
I did a story. I
need to go get some carrot sticks.
I did a story 2 weeks ago on my show about they came up with this thing that eating walrus that's not thoroughly cooked is not good for you in Alaska.
Oh, really?
Yes, it has to be thoroughly cooked through. The people were getting sick by not cooking their walrus completely through.
They thought
that they would get it would be a little, you know, gauche to have it medium rare.
Could you? I mean, now they eat walrus meat,
mm-hmm,
right? Is that something you can get locally?
In Alaska, sure.
Out here, I'm saying.
No, but and by the way, there is a law in Alaska that the only people who can eat walrus are native Alaskans.
So it's like a delicacy.
Yeah.
You think there's a black market for walrus meat? I bet there is.
No, I don't think so.
Get out of here. There's a black market for everything.
There's a black market for black markets.
Yeah, that's where you got your kidney.
Right.
You said 15,000. Yeah.
I sold that.
You sold it for? Oh, wow.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't want to be recorded.
I've only got one left.
Here's a story. World's first sex robot brothel.
Oh, my God.
In talks to make revolutionary business global.
Gonorrhea. What happened?
Where do you think this is? Who wants to take a guess?
Where it is?
Yeah.
China.
Tokyo.
China.
Or Japan.
China.
Japan somewhere.
They were showing in China, they had this realistic robots, these sex robots. They're going to be like $20,000,
$30,000. Uh-huh.
And they are like...
In the long run, a lot cheaper than a marriage. I got news for you.
Yeah.
A lot.
It offered, let's see.
Not kidding.
The world's first sex robot brothel where men's fantasies become reality is in negotiations with interested investors to expand its business on a global scale. It says here that Limitless made headlines internationally after it opens its first sex doll brothel in Barcelona.
Barcelona,
Spain.
It offered lads the chance to romp with a totally realistic silicone babe, hardly distinguishable from a real woman.
What?
Mustache and all.
Oh.
Spanish, no?
It's funny how the robots have a bit more personality than a lot of women around there.
Yeah.
Earlier this year, Lumidolz told Daily Star that of its plans to open a sex robot brothel, where lads can legally fulfill any fantasy in the UK. So they're going to go to London with it.
Wow.
Can you imagine going into a brothel? Where's the women?
Yeah.
Hello. Hi. What would you like?
I give you hand job.
Hand job, blow job, where were you? Back door, front door. Yes. Bend me in any position. And then they fucking Transformers into whatever.
Right.
That would be creepy as fuck.
You got to lick it before you stick it.
Self-lubricating.
Imagine their footfalls when you're fucking and the foot falls out.
I would just be worried something clamped down on your cock. And, you know, next thing you know, you get your dick cut off by her.
Wow.
Oh, my God. That could be horrible. That's terrible.
Well, that's how they get you to pay. That thing closes on you like the cuff on it.
Like, I was just going to say the same thing. The fucking
blood pressure
cuff. Tough.
Right.
It just closes on your cock. And you got to put the fuck your credit card in somewhere.
to then, release you.
Right. Let go of my balls.
It's like insufficient funds.
I mean, dude, look at some of these dolls. These robots.
Wow.
I mean.
They're prettier than either one of my wives.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding, man.
You got any videos of them? I mean, not in action, but I mean, I want to see them moving and talking.
I mean, look at this one.
Look
at the tits on this robot.
Throw some.
Wow, that robot got some nice tits.
I'm telling you.
Look at that.
Yeah, nice.
Wow. I mean, it's a robot.
So what? And what's the difference between fake tits? What's the difference? You shove fake tits in a broad. The only difference is the flesh.
The flesh.
Well, that's it. And then,
yeah. I could imagine. They have to do something to make them warm.
I could do without the flesh, trust me. They get pimples. They get.
So you just want the fucking metal parts?
Not the metal, but it's styrofoam. Yeah. No, they're not metal.
I caught Peter making love to a 74 Pinto the other day.
But yeah. No, I'm saying they have skeletons inside the fucking the dolls.
They have to have some sort of structure.
Yeah, so if you're saying you don't need the flesh part, you're just going to get the little arm. Like you went to fucking Home Depot and bought a bunch of pipes and
stuff. He wasn't even talking about the robots. He's talking about humans.
Yes.
Sick fuck.
Right. No.
Hannibal style. I like my girls Hannibal
style. Give me a piece
style.
Of liver.
Yes.
You know, room
with some fava beans and his nice candy.
No,
nice
just fold it in half.
Clarice.
I ate his liver.
You come from a white trash town and trying to impress your father.
Did the lambs cry?
Yes.
Were the lambs bleating, Clarice?
All right, we have time for one more story.
Okay. Once upon a time.
Let's see here. No, I'll save that one. By the way, tomorrow in the studios... Esther Koo and Will Rock the House Lewis will be here.
Sweet. Oh, that's a great show, man.
Who's our headliners tomorrow night at Tavolino's Wise Guys Comedy Show? Come on out.
Damn, that's going to be an awesome show.
You know what I love going to see Will? What I love seeing him is trying to guess if he's going to have us another stroke while he's on the stage.
Nice. Thanks.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, no, I love the guy. By the way, he is one of the funniest fucking guys. When I actually was at Tavolino the last time he was there. I was the MC. He's so fucking funny, that guy. You've seen Will Rock that?
Oh, I love him. He's hilarious.
He's the only person you can actually see in stereo.
And Esther Koo is fucking
you can see in
hilarious
stereo,
too.
Lewis.
Yeah. So that's tomorrow night, just $10 at Tavolino's. Here's a story.
Okay.
Our final story of the day.
A man named Brady.
Priest mistaken for bachelor party turned away by the UK pub. All right, so we're going to do this like our old... We could do this from across the pond.
Across the pond.
Welcome to across the pond.
All right.
What happened there, doggy?
All right, let me tell you. In London, a British pub has apologised.
All right.
For turning away a group of trainee priests. What's a trainee priest? Is that one with a dick?
What is that? I don't know.
That's a trainee priest.
A trainee.
A trainee.
A trainee.
That means they have little Bibles.
Like your little sisters. You got a trainee bro.
Training bro.
That means they have Bibles for dummies.
Little Bibles.
The little book
and you read it. It makes you
funny
smart,
watching a trainee priest because they go like this, and they fuck up the whole sign.
Right.
Right.
The Archdiocese of Cardiff says Tuesday that 7 Roman Catholic seminarians.
So what?
Seminarians.
They had semen on
seminarians.
Them. What?
Went to the City Homes of Cardiff, Wales, last week to celebrate the ordination of one of the group. Father Michael Doyle said the clerics were turned away by the doorman, who told them, "Sorry, gents, we have a policy and no fancy dress and no stag does."
Wow.
I don't even know that.
What in the bullocks is that?
Doyle said the program, the group was reprived when a bar manager realized the clergymen were real because they were bending down praying for beer. They were allowed in a given in a round of beer on the house. Assistant manager Matt Morgan said, "Thankfully, they were all great sports and saw the funny side of the whole situation."
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, that's
a boring story. I didn't know priests could drink.
I don't think they have a problem in England. Somewhere drinking overseas.
I think priests, monks, they can all drink. Drink wine. They drink the blood all day.
Oh, that's right. They're just not supposed to sleep with little boys. That's what
or
it is.
Women.
All little women.
Or any women.
You don't catch them doing that anymore.
Or each other.
Yeah. Hey, guys, let's go have a point. Anyway, that's all you have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
That was probably the worst English accent ever, so I apologize.
Horrible. Yeah, you were way up there.
That was terrible.
Listen.
You were like, right?
When you got a Brazilian trying to do a British accent, it's really tough.
I don't think his underwear have anything to do with it. Anyway, we thank you guys for listening. Like I said, tomorrow in the studio, Esther Koo and Will Rock, the House Lewis, will be here. Peter Leonard.
It's been fantastic. Thanks so much for having me. See me on the Food for Thought radio show on Facebook. Thanks.
Elgin David.
Yeah, man. It's always a great time. If you guys want to follow me at Elgin David Comic. Thanks a lot, Dougie.
There you go. And don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. We have a fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And you go to wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com or on iTunes. Go to that. Subscribe. It's free. Patron, donate $1 a month. We appreciate it. And, of course, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. Don't forget, this weekend, Friday and Saturday, I'll be at Bonkers in Sanford, Florida, along with Perry Sack and Adima Wad. So come on out. See you guys there. And with that, I'll see you here tomorrow at the same spot. People on Earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick beam of light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They pierced the limits of imagination to the door to the world of another time. And on the journey of a thousand lifetimes, we